Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Total Energy Services, Inc. third quarter conference call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Daniel Halyk. Please go ahead, Mr. Halyk.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to Total Energy's third quarter 2017 conference call. Present with me this morning is Yuliya Gorbach, Total's Vice President of Finance and CFO. We will review with you Total's financial and operating highlights for the 3 months ended September 30th, 2017. We will then provide an outlook for our business and open up the phone lines for any questions. Yuliya, please proceed.
Thank you, Dan. During the course of this conference call, information may be provided containing forward-looking information concerning Total's projected operating results, anticipated capital expenditure trends, and projected drilling activity in the oil and gas industry. Actual events or results may differ materially from those reflected in Total's forward-looking statements due to a number of risks, uncertainties, and other factors affecting Total's business and the oil and gas service industry in general. These risks, uncertainties, and other factors are described under heading Risk Factors and elsewhere in Total's most recently filed Annual Information Form and other documents filed with Canadian Provincial Securities Authorities that are available to the public at www.sedar.com. Our discussions during this conference call are qualified with reference to the notes to the financial highlights contained in the news release issued yesterday. Unless otherwise indicated, all financial information in this conference call is presented in Canadian dollars. Total Energy financial results for the 9 months ended September 30, 2017 include financial results of Savannah from April 5, 2017, when the company acquired control of Savannah. Total third quarter results for 2017 reflect improved North American industry activity levels from 2016. Despite high activity, operating margins remained under pressure, particularly within contract drilling services and rentals and transportation services, where competitive market conditions continue to limit pricing gains. Also negatively impacting company's financial results for the third quarter of 2017 was approximately $1.2 million of non-recurring expenses that relate to completion of Savannah acquisition and subsequent integration and rationalization activity. Excluding these expenses, EBITDA for the third quarter of 2017 would have been $28.6 million. Consolidated revenues for the third quarter of 2017 were $185.2 million. For the first time in Total's 21 years history, a majority of quarterly revenue was derived from outside of Canada. Just under 50% of third quarter revenue was generated in Canada, 32% in the United States, and 19% in Australia. By business segment, compression and process services contributed 37% of 2017 third quarter consolidated revenue, contract drilling services 32%, well servicing 21%, and rentals and transportation services 11%. Third quarter revenue for contract drilling services segment was $58.6 million, or $18,596 per spot to release operating day. Segment EBITDA for the third quarter was $7.6 million, a significant improvement from negative $3.1 million of segment EBITDA for the second quarter of 2017. This sequential quarterly improvement in segmental EBITDA was achieved despite a 9% sequential quarterly decline in revenue per operating day as acquisition synergies and efforts to improve operating efficiencies began to bear fruit. Comparisons to the third quarter of 2016 are not useful given the substantial change in scope and scale of CDS segment following the second quarter acquisition of Savannah. The revenue reported from our rentals and transportation segment increased by 84% to $19.5 million for the third quarter of 2017, as compared to $10.6 million for the same period in 2016. The revenue increase was due primarily to increased equipment utilization and the addition of 1,700 pieces on major rental equipment following the acquisition of Savannah. Third quarter rental equipment utilization increased to 24% in 2017 compared to 15% in 2016, a 60% increase. Divisional revenue per utilized piece of rental equipment for the third quarter of 2017 declined slightly compared to the same period in 2016 due to the mix of equipment utilized. Segment EBITDA for the third quarter of 2017 increased to $5.7 million, or 29% of revenue, as compared to EBITDA of $1.3 million, or 12% of revenue, in the third quarter of 2016. The 354% year-over-year increase in segment EBITDA highlights the segment's significant leverage to high activity levels and improved pricing as a result of its relatively high fixed cost structure. Within our compression and process services segment, third quarter revenue increased 107% in 2017 compared to the same period in 2016. Such increase was due primarily to higher sales activity, particularly within the United States. This segment exited third quarter of 2017 with a record fabrication sales backlog of $160.7 million as compared to $62 million at September 30, 2016 and $149.3 million at June 30, 2017. The recovery and utilization of the compression rental fleet continued during the third quarter, with approximately 20,200 horsepower on rent at September 30, 2017. This compares to 19,000 horsepower on rent at June 30, 2017, and 11,400 horsepower at September 30, 2016. Segment EBITDA increased 130% to $8.9 million during the third quarter of 2017, compared to $3.9 million in Q3 2016. Total entered the well servicing business with the acquisition of Savannah in the second quarter of 2017. Third quarter revenue for the segment was $39.3 million, and EBITDA was $8.8 million, or 23% of revenue. Segment EBITDA increased 19% from the second quarter of 2017, with EBITDA margins improving by 110 basis points on a quarter-over-quarter basis. Total operating hours for the third quarter were 41,092, of which 44% were in Canada, 41 in Australia, and 15 in the United States. Consolidated gross margin for the third quarter of 2017 was 22% of revenue, consistent with the gross margin percentage realized during the third quarter of 2016. The acquisition of Savannah during the second quarter of 2017 substantially changed revenue mix, total revenue mix, which in turn makes year-over-year comparison somewhat irrelevant. Relative to the second quarter of 2017, Total's consolidated gross margin improved by 820 basis points. Consolidated cash flow before changes in non-cash working capital items was $30 million for the third quarter of 2017 as compared to $6.1 million in 2016. Third quarter cash used by operating activities was $2.3 million for 2017 compared to $2 million of cash provided by operations during the third quarter of 2016 as the normal season ramp-up in Canadian energy service industry following spring breakup resulted in a substantial increase in accounts receivable during 2017 as compared to 2016 when Canadian activity levels did not experience the same degree of pickup coming out of breakup. Adjusting for $1.2 million of non-recurring costs, consolidated EBITDA for the second quarter of 2017 was $28.6 million, an almost five-fold increase relative to the third quarter of 2016. Higher industry activity levels and the addition of Savannah operations were the primary drivers of such increase. For the first time since the third quarter of 2015, Total Energy was profitable on a quarterly basis, generating $4.3 million of net income attributable to shareholders, or 9 cents per share on a diluted basis, despite incurring $1.2 million of non-recurring expense during the quarter, as previously mentioned. Total Energy's financial conditions remain solid, with $37.1 million of positive working capital, including $7.8 million of cash and marketable securities at September 30, 2017, a 74% increase from June 30, 2017. Shareholders' equity increased by over $180 million from the end of 2016, with the issuance of common shares by the company in connection with the acquisition of Savannah shares. As of September 30, 2017, Total Energy's debt was $328.2 million, of which $72 million was current. Including the current portion of debt is $67.1 million of Savannah 7% notes that are due in May of 2018. Total's bank covenants consist of senior debt to trailing 12 months EBITDA of 5 times and a minimum bank EBITDA to bank interest expense of 2 times. At September 30, 2017, company senior bank debt to bank EBITDA ratio was 2.49 and the bank interest coverage ratio was 5.13 times.
Thank you, Yulia. Following the transformational acquisition of Savannah in the second quarter of 2017, during the third quarter, our focus was on further identifying and extracting the substantial operating efficiencies and cost savings that we believe can be obtained with the successful integration of Savannah into Total Energy. To that end, we have incurred approximately $6.3 million of non-recurring acquisition and integration expenses during the first 9 months of 2017, including $1.2 million of such costs during the third quarter. I am pleased with the success that we have achieved thus far, and we are confident that our initial target of $10 million of annual operating and SG&A cost savings will be fully realized in 2018. Particularly, we have seen substantial opportunities to realize cost savings as we eliminate duplicate corporate overheads and streamline operations. We've applied our long-standing philosophy of decentralization to the management of Savannah's business, which we believe will bear significant fruit both in terms of employee engagement and financial performance. Operationally, wet weather conditions hampered field operations in Canada during the latter part of the third quarter and into the fourth quarter. However, current indications are that drilling and completion activity levels will experience the usual seasonal increase during the upcoming winter season as ground conditions permit the movement of heavy equipment and producers begin to execute on 2018 capital budgets. Drilling and completion activity within the United States is expected to remain relatively stable near term, despite some recent modest declines in certain regions. Activity levels in Australia are expected to remain stable with an upward bias. Looking beyond the upcoming winter season, despite recent gains in oil prices, the outlook for the energy industry remains uncertain. More specifically, industry conditions in Canada remain particularly challenging and uncertain as domestic commodity prices continue to suffer discounts relative to international prices. This price discount is a direct result of Canadian producers' inability to get their oil and natural gas to tidewater. Given the unique challenges of getting energy infrastructure built in Canada, a few years ago, Total quietly shifted its focus to grow its international business. The outcome of our strategy is evidenced by the fact that international revenues surpassed Canadian revenues for the first time ever during the third quarter. Unless and until Canada resolves its oil and natural gas market access limitations, our focus will remain on the continued growth of our international business. As we announced a few weeks ago, Randy Kwasnisha retired as the Director of Total Energy Services. On behalf of the shareholders, board of directors, and employees of Total, I would like to thank Randy for his service over the past 11 years and wish him and his family the very best. I would also like to welcome Glenn Dagenet to the board of directors of Total. Glenn is well known in the global energy services industry, having spent most of his career in a senior executive role with Ensign Energy Services before retiring in 2015. Glenn brings a wealth of industry experience to our board table, and I look forward to working with him. I would now like to open up the phone lines for any questions.
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause for the participants register. Thank you for your patience. The first question is from John Brznicki of Canaccord Genuity. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Morning, John.
Dan, in your full MD&A outlook commentary, I know you strike a fairly cautious tone and suggest, maybe there is some capacity, rationalization you're thinking about. Would it be fair to say that's kind of related to your comments on Canada previously here?
Yeah, I think obviously, we're looking at, 209 rigs going in Canada right now. Certainly, that's a pretty low utilization. We'll see where things peak going into Q1. But on the contract drilling side and rental and transportation side generally, there's still excess capacity in Canada relative to activity levels. So unless and until we see a significant ramp up in drilling activity, there's going to be some capacity overhang. That said, I think there's increasingly prospects of consolidation and fleet rationalization. We're definitely in the middle of reviewing the Savannah fleet and looking at, rationalization opportunities on a go-forward basis. We haven't made any final decisions on that, but we'll look to do that over the next several quarters and look to decommission rigs that realistically are not rigs that we would see going back to work, in any sort of normal market. Certainly, we're also looking at opportunities to relocate equipment out of Canada to busier jurisdictions. And we're also seeing, generally in Canada, continued high levels of consolidation opportunity, and I expect you're going to see further consolidation rationalization in Canada relative to, lackluster activity levels.
Got it. Great color. And then just looking at the U.S. and the integration efforts, is it also reasonable to assume you see some opportunity to push the margins up in the U.S. drilling business here going forward?
So far we're quite pleased with the progress we've made in a relatively short amount of time to address the cost side of things. And, as oil gained some traction here, combination of continued costs and operating efficiencies and, an environment that permits some price gains, definitely, one would hope margins will go continue to increase. But pleased with what they're doing, including in Canada on the cost side as well. Really, that's where the gains have been made thus far is on the cost side.
Great. And one last one, just wondering if you could give us an update on the ERP implementation.
So that continues. You know, we've taken a fairly pragmatic approach to it. Definitely, that's been a big source of effort. We're pretty comfortable. We've got that going in the right direction and under control, and we expect some of our one-time costs in Q3 did relate to, I would say, rationalization of that system, a kind of a reorientation of that, and we expect that to be substantially completed by the end of the year.
Got it. That's it for me. Appreciate the color.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There are no further questions registered at this time. I'll turn the meeting back over to Mr. Halleck.
Well, thank you for your participation this morning, and we look forward to speaking with you when we release our year-end results. Have a good day.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time. We thank you for your participation.